Join me for a conversation with 15-year-old Kendra and 12-year-old Kaylin as they talk about some huge, challenging life circumstance and the big decision they made to come to a camp after having no experience in the outdoors, after some big life trauma, leaning in. This was an interview that brought tears to my eyes and that I felt I grew from significantly. I hope you enjoy it as well. Welcome to The Avid Adventurer. I'm your host, Dave Secunda, founder of Avid for Adventure, and I am psyched you're here. Each week, just like today, I'll bring you an interview with a kiddo, young adult, or parent as they share not only the details of their noteworthy outdoor pursuits, but also how they navigate risk, challenge, setbacks, and service in their journey. It'll bring a smile to your face and you'll feel your heart expand as you get to know the inner landscapes of these athletes. After listening, I know you'll feel uplifted and ready for your own next avid adventure. So let's dive in. Kendra and Kaylin, I am so pleased that you reached out to me and raised your hand, so to speak, to come and spend some time sharing with other listeners, both parents and campers and others, about your experiences growing up and with Avid for Adventure and all the different things that you've done. It is such a cool opportunity to have you both on as sisters, as siblings, and have you have overlapping experiences at Avid for Adventure, but also very unique experiences. I'm sure, as I was talking to you before we started recording, each of you had kind of little things that were coming forward that you wanted to make sure to share. So let me give you an opportunity to each introduce yourself, your name, your age, preferred pronouns, if you'd like, where you live. And then I'll go on and ask you each a few other questions. So Kaylin, let's start with you.
Wait, oh, my name is Kaylin and she, her.
And how old are you, Kaylin?
I am 12.
Awesome. And where do you live?
Peyton, technically.
Fantastic. All right. And Kendra, how about you?
My name is Kendra. I'm 15 years old. And I also live in Peyton. And my pronouns are she, her.
Fantastic. So I always like to start just with a little insight for people who are listening into the question about the outdoors for each of you, since we talk a lot about outdoors and outdoor adventures. And we'll have time to circle back to this a little bit later. But what are you really proud of that you've done in the outdoors, or an experience that you had that's particularly memorable? Something that just stands out that would give listeners a little bit more insight into what you've found engaging or amazing in the outdoors. Kendra, how about you?
I think my most memorable experience in the outdoors is not rock climbing, is backpacking the sand dunes. Mm. Definitely not rock climbing. It was really hard, but in the end, it was actually so magical and it was accomplishing.
Is there a particular moment backpacking in the sand dunes that stands out, like a moment that you think back on?
Oh, definitely. So we got up this huge mountain. There was like, I think there was like 20 switchbacks. It was high elevation. And we got all the way to the top and it felt like it was just out of this world views. There was other mountains. It felt like we were in the clouds. And it was just, it felt so accomplishing as well, finishing that hike. It was great.
So beautiful. I used to work out there. Years and years ago, I worked for Outward Bound and was based out there. I had the opportunity to be out in the Sangre de Cristos and into the sand dunes. Just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So, Kaylin, how about you? Do you have any particular outdoor memories that stand forward for you?
Yeah, so paddleboarding, it's just like, I can't remember them because like I just got like that bad moment that's also really good. It's weird, but my favorite one that I remember is I was with my friend Olivia. I don't know if I can say that. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
She goes to one of the camps with me. And so then I was on the paddleboard with her. And so then we were swimming. And then it was like, we were on the paddleboard. And then it was just like, we were on the lake. It was beautiful. And I just love it so much because I just like paddleboarding a lot. And there was one point where we were just kind of like paddleboarding around the lake, and it was just fun.
I can see a big smile on your face as you're, it seems like you're remembering both your friend and the lake and the paddleboard and the combination of all those together. Yeah.
I can remember it, but then whenever I'm trying to like say that, I'm like, wait, what is it again?
It's like, yeah, well, it's a feeling. Yeah, it's a great feeling for it.
I can't remember it all. I know, right? It's
So Kendra, back over to you. If you could complete the sentence just to allow people to know a little bit more deeply about you. If you really knew me, you would know that.
If you really knew me, you would know that I want to become a field biologist, mainly because of Avid as well. And say, Avid branched a lot into me and what I want to do for my future as well for myself right now.
I love that. Thank you. And Kaylin, same question to complete that sentence. If you really knew me, you would know that.
If you really knew me, you would know that I wanted to be an environmental engineer because like same reason as her, basically.
Yeah.
It's just our thing, Avid, has like really just like branched off of our whole like career choices. And it's just like to think if we never went gone to Avid, then we probably would never have been the same people.
Same person.
Wow. That just sounds like a theme that is worth exploring a little bit overall. So I want to, if you're comfortable with this, I'm going to ask you to just share a little bit more of some of the stuff that you shared kind of before we started recording in the big picture, because I know listeners might be listening and thinking like, oh, wow, you know, just these young kids are so positive and they went to camp and it's all awesome. You had some really challenging, huge, big life experiences that unfolded, and you have kind of made these life pivots in activity and choices and positivity through these really big life circumstances. I'm wondering if that's something that you're willing to talk about and share with people, because sometimes in some ways it's like you make it sound pretty easy. And when, you know, in the big picture, there happen some bigger things going on kind of in the background here.
Yeah, we can share. I'll share things. So in 2020, my dad died. Our dad died. And it was the main reason that we went to Avid, because before that, we haven't been outside or anything. And we were just sitting in the house. So we were trying to find something to do. And we found Avid. It was one of the bigger life challenges. But if that challenge hadn't happened, then we wouldn't be here. So sometimes, you know, there can always be a positive aspect out of everything in your life. Even if it's the worst things that happen, there can always be positivity from that.
And how were you able, like in that moment of his, you know, unexpected passing, to even kind of like look around to look for options for yourself? Like you told me that both of you found Avid for Adventure and brought it to your mom as something really outside of anything you had ever done before. And in that moment of what I'm sure is grief and sadness, how are you able to navigate to even kind of open to the possibility of something like this?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Me and my sister used to be obsessed with this weird Disney Channel summer camp show. And we saw all the kids on there having fun. And we're like, we want to have fun too. And that's whenever we got on the laptop and we were looking for like a week, but we couldn't find anything that was either out of our budget or just didn't sound fun. And then we found this camp. And we're like, oh my gosh, they have like everything here and people seem nice and it's in our budget.
We also wanted a coping mechanism. Whatever that word is.
Mechanism.
We
really wanted to find something that we could also have a safe outlet and be able to cope. And Avid for Adventure was definitely that place that we needed.
Wow. Well, I just want to acknowledge both of you on like all of that, all of those choices. Sometimes faced with big situations like that, people don't always make healthy choices. Oh. and I'm so happy to see you both just kind of filled with the positivity, like just being with you both on this conversation, my heart feels opened up and I feel just so, so excited to have an opportunity to just kind of interact with you through this. Let's open it up for kind of a bit of a broader conversation. So, first of all, you shared just before we started that, before Avid for Adventure, you weren't big into the outdoors. Is that right?
Not at all. So yeah. I never really hiked. I never really went outside, period. I kind of just stayed inside and did my thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, God. Hikes, but we barely did anything because
we were like whole thing. Yeah, we're tiny, so I don't think that really counts.
Got it. Well, one of the things that you know, you wanted to share about is just kind of overcoming challenges. Mm-hmm. And Kendra, let me hand it to you to start with that. You know, when I before we started recording, I said, "What are some of the things you want to talk about?" That was the first thing that came forward, and you said, "I want to make sure that we talk about this." So let me let you share a little bit down those lines and why that came forward and what you'd like to share about that.
I think the power of being able to overcome is something that everyone needs in their life. Is he like overcoming? You use it every single day. And whenever you overcome something, that means that you've either completed the goal or you've gone over a fear, or your life is going to be for the better because you decided to overcome what could have been scaring you or what should have happened sooner, but it never did. And I think overcoming challenges is a large role in my life, as I've had a lot of challenges along the way, but you slowly learn how to overcome.
And so talk a little bit about being at Avid for Adventure and kind of developing that muscle of overcoming challenges at camp. Like, what's the connection of overcoming challenges back with Avid for Adventure through your experience?
Definitely at Avid for Adventure, my first time going there, I was scared of a lot of things as I haven't been in nature before. And I was just, you know, I didn't want to overcome anything. I wanted to stay right, like below the comfort zone. Like, I didn't even want to go in the comfort zone. I slowly, like, my instructors, her name was Meg. I remember her, but she doesn't go here anymore. She told me, she taught me how to slowly work up the steps, because a part of overcoming challenges is that you shouldn't just go from here to there immediately. You should take little baby steps. And I think being outdoors and going to this camp taught me how to overcome challenges. And I don't know what I'd do without that. You need it every day.
And do you feel like that is something you've been able to take home from your experiences at camp and then still be able to kind of flex that challenge overcoming in everyday life?
Yeah. I think everything I learn at camp, I do take home, like especially overcoming challenges. I know it's like the 60th time I said that, but it is so important. Whenever I go to camp and I learn new things, even if it's not just about the outdoors or about having fun, you learn valuable life lessons at Avid for Adventure. And you can use them in the real world.
Any particular life lessons that come to mind that you want to share?
I think definitely, obviously, overcoming challenges, but patience, a lot of patience. I was not a patient person. I was learning like basic skills, you know, like how to talk to people or how to make friends. I was like really lonely. I learned a lot about being brave, persevering, just stuff like that, you know, stuff about overcoming.
I just feel that so much as you're sharing that. I just feel your bravery and your the things that you have overcome. So thank you for sharing that. That's really sweet. Kaylin, how about you? When you think about overcoming challenges, are there things that come forward for you that have happened at camp or otherwise?
So there's this one memory I do think about whenever I think of overcoming like challenges and fear. And mm-hmm. I remember who helped me that day. Mm-hmm. It was either Clay or Jackson. Because I went to my rock and roll camp. And mm-hmm.
And what is that? Just for somebody who doesn't know what the rock and roll camp is.
I kind of forgot. So rock and roll is an expedition camp where like, because rock is where you do, because crack climbing mm-hmm. is where like, a crack in the rock climbing, and you have to like climb mm-hmm. up that crack. mm-hmm. Really mm-hmm. out of context. But like, and then rolling is bike riding basically. And I was not great at crack climbing, but over that week I got really good. Anyways, mm-hmm. to a point. But one of them, I think it was Jackson, but I was like, because one thing I hate is like going down, because after I climb up, then I'm terrified to like belay down, you know? I'm terrified mm-hmm.
to rappel down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate doing mm-hmm. that. And so mm-hmm. then, like I refused to go down. And so then he would like help me. He like 20 minutes after me just crying on the wall because I didn't want to get down. He was like talking with me, being like, "Helen, it's okay, just come down." And so he was just talking with me. After 20 minutes, I finally got down because he was talking with me. Everyone got to lunch. It's okay.
Got it. That sounds like a big fear overcoming moment for you. Is it something that's kind of lasted beyond that point?
Yeah, I'm still fear coming down. Mm-hmm. Is him helping you? it's okay, but I did get down that wall, and he still kind of has effect on me because all my counselors that do help me get down the wall, they do have effect on me. But for some reason, I remember him helping me get down that wall, probably because it was really effective.
Oh my gosh, that is great. That is a good story. The other thing that you wanted to talk about is positive mindset and kind of what that means and what that means to you. Would either of you like to share anything about that one?
You want to go first? You want me to go first? No, you.
Okay. when I say positive mindset, I don't just mean saying things in your head that are like, I can do it. Yes, let's go. You know, like you see on posters. I truly mean like not self-deprecating yourself, thinking you can't.
And what is that? Okay, got it. And so if some younger listeners, what does not self-deprecating mean? What does that mean, folks?
So everyone does this. It's not just a personal thing, but you're doing something and then you're like, I can't do this. I'm not good mm-hmm. enough at this. And mm-hmm. it's just negative mindset. You know, you ever hear of mm-hmm. growth and fixed mindset? That's a fixed mindset, mm-hmm. thinking you're not going to mm-hmm. ever be able to do something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having a positive mindset definitely changes everything. Like, you mm-hmm. know, thinking that you can do something, it will make you more likely to strive to go. A good experience mm-hmm. I have is backpacking. I, you know, sometimes I just have a negative mindset. Everyone does. But if you think that you're not going to be able to make it or that you're not good enough to do it, then you won't be. Mm-hmm. It's or mm-hmm. you will be, but it's just really hard for you to do it. And, mm-hmm. you know.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. That is sage advice at 15 down those lines. Positive mindset. Kaylin, what does it mean to you?
Like, it means like I can't because – there's a, cause paddleboarding, I'm just take that again, cause I love paddleboarding, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, mm-hmm. Paddleboarding, it means to me, cause you know how like at paddleboarding, you can have like different positions. You can have like, either you just crisscross applesauce on it, you can have on your knees or like standing. Sometimes I can stand, but that's only whenever I'm like, I can do it. Yeah. like that's me. Like, it's just like whenever I'm like, oh, you're doing it, Kaylin. It's because like I have to, because some reason I can.
She has to hype herself up.
Yeah, that's basically what I do. I hype myself up, being like, yeah, you're doing it, but not shake the paddleboard, or else you will fall into like, and I'm terrified. I'm terrified of the lake. I don't know why.
So it's kind of positive self-talk, like talking to yourself as if you're your own best friend and saying, yeah,
oh, definitely,
Kaylin. Yeah, you can do
it. Like positive self-talk doesn't just have to be thinking, I can do it. Yeah, let's go. Like it doesn't, you know, you can be screaming at yourself like, come on, you're about to do it. Let's go.
Yeah. So literally what I say to myself is being like, Kaylin, just get on your knees. Because what I do is I first get onto my one knee And then I just get on my one knee and be like, hey, get on one knee, and then get on your other knee. And I'll be like, okay, to my, and I'll be like, okay. And then I'm on my knees and then be like, okay, just stand up really quickly. And then you won't flip the paddleboard. Because if I flip it, then I'm going to be like dying a little bit.
I love it. I love that whole conversation that you're encouraging yourself along. And Caitlin, is that something, you know, it sounds like you learned and practiced at camp and you talked about paddleboarding. Is that something that you've been able to bring back and use in other life situations, social situations or school situations or things like that?
To be honest, with paddleboarding, I honestly don't really talk about it enough.
Not paddleboarding, about hyping yourself up.
Oh, paddleboarding.
Not gonna paddleboard in school.
Yeah, I just mean that general experience of learning to really support yourself, to be your own cheerleader.
Do you hype yourself up or be your own cheerleader outside of Avid?
Yeah, like I do volleyball, and I decided to test mine, and so like what I do. Is that like I just said something? So since I do it twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays, is that on Monday I decided to like cheer myself on. What if I did something good? And then on Thursdays I just didn't I did the same thing where I just didn't really do anything. And then on Monday I realized I did better than I did on Thursday. And so I realized that if you're cheering yourself on when you did something good, then you're just basically rewarding yourself and do something good, you know? So I think it's better when you just tell yourself, you're like, yeah, good job.
Oh my gosh. I want you to be my cheerleader. Like your internal cheerleader is exuding just even on this call.
You'll be at work and we'll be like, go.
Yeah. Go, Dave, go. And do you feel like, you know, you're talking about kind of being your own cheerleader. At camp, do you feel like people are cheering each other on? Like, do you feel support of other people and support of other people for yourself?
Yeah. Avid is a really supporting environment, like one of the most supporting environments you can be in, because there's everyone of every level there. Like, it's not people that are just super challenging athletes or people who have never done it. It's just a mix. And you always find your person there. Like, there's never a time where I haven't had a friend at camp, because there's just always someone like you, or there's someone that has the same skill level as you. And even the counselors, they all cheer you on, even though they're always like 1,000 times better than you. Okay, man. So it's a very positive environment at all the camps. It's not even just residential or expedition or out of state camps. It's all of them.
More to come in just one moment. Stay with us. Why is Avid for Adventure voted one of Outside Magazine's best places to work year after year? Because when you work here, your office is the outdoors, atop mountains, in rivers, and on trails, alongside colleagues that share your passions. Your to-do list will consist of teaching curious kids how to paddle, climb, hike, bike, and thrive in the outdoors. This isn't your typical day job. It's an adventure you'll never forget. Come check out all the opportunities for this summer at Avid for Adventure at avid4.com, and then click on jobs. Caitlin, how about you? Any other things that you want to share of kind of that navigation through grief to kind of choosing something like this, and how that path was for you personally?
To be honest, I don't remember much of it, but all I remember was me and Kendra bringing the laptop to my mom. And I remember me sitting like on my knees being like, and I remember my mom, she was like, because I remember us showing Avid for Adventure, and my mom's like, well, it has backpacking, that would be nice. And then she's like, fine, I'll send you guys.
I didn't know what that was.
Me neither.
And again, it was like spending no time in the outdoors to kind of picking this out and just swinging out there. So what advice would you give? I mean, that's a big swing, you know, after big life situations and after a background of not spending time in the outdoors to on your own. And, you know, and at that point, how old were you each in your first year at Avid?
I was 11 and she was, well, okay. So our dad died when I was 11 and she was 8, but we went to Avid when we were 12 and she was 9.
Got it. I mean, so that's pretty young, you know, to bring all of this forward. What advice would you have for other kids, maybe of that age, when they're looking around and might be a little bit nervous about coming to camp.
Does that have to be about anything like specific or kind of just?
No. You know, just think about, Kaylin, if you were going to give yourself advice when you were 8 or 9, you know, to kind of try something totally new, like what would you tell yourself? It sounds like you have a lot of positive self-talk now, but what would you, you know, what would you tell your 8-year-old or 9-year-old self about trying something new for the first time?
I'd maybe tell my 8-year-old self about trying something new is to like be, I don't know, was I careful back then? I don't really remember my 8-year-old self.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. And also like making friends, because how I make friends now is kind of different from how I used to make friends, is I just walk up, because if there's two girls, it's different because if there's two girls having a conversation, then I just kind of walk up and just join the conversation. It just works out.
Yeah. Nice. That is really brave. That is brave. And you kind of, that's some incredible bravery to develop. I know a lot of kids, I know when I think about me in that grade and middle school in particular, that takes a lot of bravery just to come walking up.
Oh my gosh, middle school. That's crazy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Let's see. How about you, Kendra? Any thoughts for parents when they're, you know, just given your unique perspective as well, parents who might have had some sort of big life experience and they're thinking like, you know, is it the right time for my kid or kids to try something new? Or is it the right time to just like bring it all in, you know, very close, so to speak? For parents who might be navigating that, what sort of thoughts would you have for them?
I would say that it never hurts to try something new. And whether you think that it's best for your child to be able to go through these experiences is your own personal decision. But I will say that it definitely helped a lot. And being able to tell is all just a matter of what's going on with your own child. But nature therapy, like using nature as an outlet, is one of the best things that you could do, depending on what life event happened to you. But also, it's okay like to let your child try stuff. And even if you didn't like it, you can always go to the 1-week camps, because they're not as much of a commitment as the 2 or 3 week camps that we have. I would just say that you know what's best for you. So always stick to your own input.
So for your kid to kind of really listen to them as far as what they're looking for.
Yeah. Listen to your kid.
Yeah. Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, are there other things that you think are important for listeners to know about you, or other things that you want to share about your experience or your career thoughts going forward? Anything down those lines? Kendra, why don't we start with you?
Okay. Yeah, I am a huge backpacker. I've done probably over 200 miles now. So a lot.
Wow.
I would say that backpacking also changes your brain chemistry, not for the bad, but for the good. It teaches you a new sense of independence and also how to be your own person. Like, you know, whenever you're out in nature, there's not anything else out there besides you and your group. And you learn who am I? You learn who you are. And you learn what excites you, what doesn't excite you. You learn how to push through challenges on the trail. You learn how to be a team when setting up a tent. And all of these experiences that are backpacking, even going to the real world, like you need to know how to push through. You need to know how to work in a team. You need to know what you like and don't like.
Oh, that's fantastic. And again, wise words to share with people. So thank you for doing that. Kaylin, how about for you as you think forward? You know, it's interesting, at the beginning you said you had some clear career aspirations from the time that you've spent in the outdoors. Can you say more about that and kind of what inspired you and what, you know, what it is that you're thinking of down those lines?
So like most sixth grader, like people in high school would not know, like people in high school don't even know like what they want to be. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like ninth graders don't even know what they want to be yet. Kendra does know. Mm-hmm. But I am a sixth grader, and I already know what I want to be. I want to be something along like the lines of environmental engineering. I don't know, mm-hmm. like, either, like, a space or, like, a marine engineer. Mm-hmm. Something along mm-hmm. the lines of those, just to help, like, environments, you know? And so, like, Avid just, like, really shaped it because it's just, like, it made me so into Leave No Trace, which is just, I just call it LNT for short. You know, I just really like that. And I just, like, I go on daily rants about that in my Elevate class.
What is, for listeners who might not know, what is Leave No Trace and what does it teach?
Kendra, you know, the seven principles.
Okay, I've forgotten most of them, too.
I know six of them.
Oh, like five of them. Okay, so Leave No Trace is exactly how it sounds. It's basically going out into nature and leaving no trace, like picking up your trash and making sure the animals don't see you or feel threatened, or keeping safe fires, staying on trail, you know, basic human things that you should do, you know, just to respect others and yourself. And it's also learning and diving deeper into the world of the outdoors, like how can I help the outdoors, or what can I do to make less of an impact?
Pack in, pack out.
I got it. Got it. Nice. And Kaylin, you feel like you're an advocate for that, kind of bringing it back and sharing with people in school. Is that one of your classes that you're talking about?
Yeah, my Elevate class. If kids are in it, they know how many rants I go on about Avid. And like, I go on a lot. I don't know why, but I just do. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, gosh, I do think it is amazing to have that clarity of direction where you are. And who knows, that direction may change, but I'm sure that if it does, you'll have that same clarity on whatever comes next. And it really looks like those things guide you forward. What are you both looking forward to this summer? Are you going to be doing something out at Avatar Venture this summer?
Definitely.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to be backpacking as usual. But I am trying Avid's new free week camp. And I am really excited for that because the residential camp for 2 weeks was great. But now I want to see how three weeks would be because I think there's going to be more activities I'll love. But, you know, just the usual.
Fantastic. And Kaylin, how about you? What are you doing this
summer? I'm going to also do the 3 week too. And then
you're going on new backpacking.
Oh, yeah, I am going to go do backpacking for the first time, which is actually kind of scary. I am not used to backpacking.
I hear you.
Who's your favorite counselor?
I don't have favorites. I can't choose favorites.
Oh, good response. Good response. Okay. And are you going to both be at the same camp together or different sessions?
Different sessions.
Got it. And have you ever been at camp together?
Yeah, we have. Last year, we did the two-week camp together.
Oh, train wreck.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I was a train wreck is because my sister is clingy to me. And she kept trying to follow me around, and I was in the high school group, and she was in the middle school group.
Got it. Okay. All right. Noted. I see. So good advice is you might want to come with a sibling, but I'm hearing you say you make your own friends and do pretty well on your own as well.
You always do your own thing. But something I would like to add is that me and my sister are going to Panama in 2 or 3 weeks. And being outside and being able to build our own independency definitely brings my mom at ease about sending us to a country because we go with a tour group, not with my mom. But we're going whitewater rafting.
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Okay. Okay. You can talk about whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
But we're going to be doing new stuff there. And, you know, it brings my mom a sense of peace knowing that we know how to advocate for ourselves and we know how to be independent and we know how to be responsible, even when we're not around her.
I love that. Okay. Well, Kaylin, over to you. What are you going to do down in Panama? And tell me about your mom feeling at ease in that adventure watching you go off and do that.
Yeah. So like Kendra said, we're going to be whitewater rafting. And so since we've done so many whitewater raftings, we've done so many that I could say their whole speech about safety. It's okay. I still pay attention.
So you've done a bunch of whitewater rafting with Avid in the past?
Yeah, it's because only with Avid.
Only with Avid. Yeah, it's because their place they bring us, because I know they bring us to different places, I think. I don't know. I think they stay the same. Since we've done so many, it's just like I know how to whitewater raft. I know like what to do in case we flip over, all that stuff, you know?
Mm.
I know how to do all that. We know how to do that.
Yeah.
Just in case Kench is a little, you know. And so then like we know how to do that, so my mom, doesn't have to worry about us flipping and like drowning or something bad, because like we know how to whitewater raft properly
from Avid.
Avid has taught us really good, and also that place, I don't know where we go to, especially the R,
somewhere
that place, you know. And so, you know, it's just, it's taught us really good.
So it sounds like you've learned some skills, but also seems like you've really developed some judgment, which sounds like maybe that's what your mom feels comfortable with, you know, even though it's not the same, that sense of judgment is something that can apply across all those circumstances. So
we have really good judgment now. Like we can tell what decisions are good and bad.
Nice. Nice. Well, Kaylin, is there anything I'll ask you first that you didn't get to share? Because I can tell you're very organized when you're like, that was on my list. I was going to say that. You know, you're thinking in advance. I know. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that we talk about before we wrap up today?
Something I can add is that Avid not only brought us life experiences, but they also brought us adventure experiences. And we get to do a lot of things that other kids wouldn't be able to do because of the independence and the decision making and the responsibility that we've grown over going outside, basically.
Well, ladies, what a total pleasure talking with you both. I just want to, again, conclude with a couple things. First of all, it's so great to see you interact as sisters. I can just feel your love for each other and the way you kind of have some disagreements and you banter back and forth, but you work it all out. It gives me some insight into who you are as siblings and as sisters and how you navigate things, maybe with some bumps in the road, but it seems like you're able to work stuff out in the long run. And that you both took the initiative to, when you heard about this, to kind of reach out to me personally and just say, you know, we want to come on and share our experience here. And so I just want to acknowledge your journey through some big circumstance, some really challenging circumstances to make some just incredible decisions that I think some might have found some fear and trepidation in, and to lean in doing some radical new things for you. And then to come out with this just clarity of purpose, clarity around positive mindset, and clarity about your own abilities that you've clearly demonstrated to kind of overcome some really big challenges. So, you know, those are all things when we started that you said you wanted to talk about. And I feel like for me and for our listeners, I think it's well received. I think you've done your job very well in expressing yourselves, and I really appreciate both of you and taking the time to be with us today.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we'll see you out there at camp this summer.
Yeah, of course. We'll see you then.
All right. I hope you enjoyed hearing from this avid adventurer as much as I did. Join me every week as we continue to explore the inner landscapes and outer accomplishments of our guests. And if you know someone who you think would make a great interview, please reach out to me at the email in the show notes. I look forward to reconnecting next week.